Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 76 years ago, today in 1949, the classic film The Third Man was released in London, United Kingdom, a masterpiece of cinema that continues to inspire filmmakers and audiences alike. This celebrated motion picture, directed by Carol Reed, starring Joseph Cotten, Alida Valli, and Orson Welles, represents human creativity, artistic achievement, and the enduring power of storytelling, a beacon of cultural progress. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 3 to 4 feet. The wind is sideshore at 5 miles per hour. Conditions will shift to choppy by late morning as the wind picks up to 9 miles per hour. Throughout the afternoon, expect the waves to remain around 2 to 4 feet, with onshore winds increasing to 12 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the sideshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain fair with waves around 2 to 4 feet on Wednesday, offering clean mornings before choppy afternoon winds pick up. Thursday sees similar sizes but shifts to choppy conditions as winds increase, peaking at 11 mile per hour. By Friday, expect 3-plus-foot waves with improving conditions in the evening as winds ease, making it the standout day of the period. This morning, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 73 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 p.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 83, accompanied by a gentle northwest breeze that 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 71 and light northwest winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, with a high near 83 and a light northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 69. Thursday brings mostly sunny conditions again, with a high near 80. Thursday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 66. Friday continues the trend with mostly sunny skies and a high near 77. Friday night will remain mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Saturday stays mostly sunny with a high near 77. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the tourism industry in San Diego is preparing for a potential downturn in 2025, which is raising some concerns. Carrie Kapich, the chief operating officer of the San Diego Tourism Authority, noted in May, "We are starting to see a slowdown," highlighting the impact on the region's economy. Despite this, 2024 welcomed 32 million visitors, generating an impressive economic impact of $22 billion. While hotel bookings have decreased compared to pre-pandemic levels, the city collected approximately $319 million in hotel taxes last year, significantly surpassing the $250 million collected in 2019. To attract more visitors, local leaders are focusing on partnerships with other cities in anticipation of major events like the World Cup and the 2028 Olympics. Now on to sports. Less than 24 hours after handing Alabama its first loss in a season opener since 2001, Florida State quarterback Tommy Castellanos is capitalizing on the weekend's biggest upset. His website is selling 8 shirts and sweatshirts, taunting the number 8 Crimson Tide, over its 31-17 loss to the Seminoles. Some merchandise features the line, "Nick can't save them," referencing his comments about the Tide in June. On Saturday, he backed up those words, leading Florida State to a stunning victory. He completed 9 of 14 pass attempts for 152 yards against Alabama. The Seminoles will face East Texas, A&M, next Saturday. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Orioles 4-3 in the first game of the series. Enns earned the win, while Adam took the loss after allowing a go-ahead run in the 7th inning. Jackson hit a solo home run for San Diego. The Friars finished with 7 hits and left 7 runners on base. The Padres' record is now 76-62. Tonight, Yu Darvish is on the bump for the Pods, taking on Orioles' Tyler Wells. First pitch is at 6:40 at Petco Park under clear skies and 79 degrees. In top news, in a significant clash over Olympic surfing for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles, U.S. Ski and Snowboard is attempting to take control, but many surfers are resisting this move. Sophie Goldschmidt, the head of U.S. Ski and Snowboard, believes surfing aligns with their mission to support elite athletes. However, former champion surfer Ian Cairns argues they are trying to ski-jack surfing from its rightful community. USA Surfing, the current governing body, is fighting back, citing recent investments and support from local leaders. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee will ultimately decide which organization will represent Olympic surfers. In business news, Kraft Heinz is approaching a significant breakup plan, according to sources familiar with the matter. This decision would effectively reverse much of the work from the notorious merger of Kraft and Heinz in 2015, orchestrated by Warren Buffett and Brazilian private equity firm 3G Capital Partners. A transaction could be announced as early as next week, but plans are subject to change. The Wall Street Journal reported that Kraft plans to spin off a substantial portion of its grocery business, potentially valued at as much as $20 billion. The split would occur amid a trend of corporate breakups in the food and beverage industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to about $110,000. Ethereum is down 8% to just under $4,400. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The digital tokens backing the Trump family's cryptocurrency venture, World Liberty Financial fell in value on Monday in their first day of trading. Known as World Liberty tokens, they were sold to investors after the Trump family launched the venture last year. Investors voted in July to make them tradable, allowing for potential sales and purchases. Initially, the tokens traded above $0, but later fell by about 12%, bringing their market capitalization to just below $7 billion. Major exchanges, including Binance and OKX, are offering the tokens. Critics argue that Trump family's involvement represents profound conflicts of interest. And in entertainment news, Alan Ritchson, known for Reacher, is making waves with his super unique film Motor City, which premieres in Venice on August 30th. This action thriller is almost entirely dialogue-free, allowing for an intense focus on physical performances and stylized visuals. Ritchson portrays a blue-collar character seeking revenge after losing his fiance and freedom. He emphasizes the challenge and exhilaration of acting without dialogue, relying on internal emotions to convey his character's turmoil. Additionally, he produced the film, aiming to elevate action cinema with a visceral experience. While rumors swirl about Batman, Ritchson remains open to future projects with DC. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American novelist and short story writer Ray Bradbury. And he said, "We are an impossibility in an impossible universe, highlighting the power of creativity and storytelling to transcend boundaries and inspire progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.